The Naked Fisherman, Book 1. Written by Jewel E. Ann. Narrated by Tia Ryder. Chapter 1. The day I met the Naked Fisherman, I was a wholesome 18-year-old girl, fresh out of high school with lots of opinions and zero big ideas. The perfect target. I had only heard about men like him through sermons and Bible studies on temptation. However, as I spent the morning packing, I was unaware of his existence. I should have embraced the final few hours of my innocence instead of fretting over the thought of seeing my mom for the first time in over 5 years. It made me want to throw up my scrambled eggs and at least one piece of buttered toast. 6 months earlier, she'd been released from a women's correctional facility in Nebraska. Apparently, she had a few too many marijuana plants growing in the storage room of her hair salon. My dad said he knew nothing about it, and the judge believed him. My grandma snatched everything I tossed into my suitcase and refolded it.
"You're an adult now, Therese. You don't have to live with her. Or us. You don't have to live with anyone. Are you sure you don't want to get an apartment with some friends? There are mission trips that can take you all around the world."
3 years earlier, my dad's heart had stopped working. A congenital defect he didn't know he had. No high blood pressure, no high cholesterol, not a single sign before he just keeled over while sitting at his drawing board. We'd had pasta that night. I still couldn't look at pasta without tearing up. He was a brilliant architect. My grandparents, his parents, got custody of me since my mom was in prison and her parents lived in a dinky but expensive apartment in Boston. They were Catholic liberals with a special detest for my father's parents, conservatives who took advantage of my mom's incarceration and my dad's death by enrolling me in a private Christian academy in Houston, Texas. "She's my mom. I haven't seen her in 5 years, and it's only temporary until I decide what I want to do with my life." I gave my grandma a reassuring smile, but her frown told me she wasn't feeling the least bit reassured.
"You didn't invite her to your graduation. Why are you so curious now?"
Coughing before laughing, I shook my head.
"Pa talked me out of inviting her, just like Dad would have done. And she's my mom, not a zoo animal I'm curious about. If she's not what I remember, if she feels like a complete stranger and I feel no connection to her, then I'll come home."
"Therese, I worry that by not going to college right away..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?